So let's review. At the end of the previous daf, the Gemara asked the following question. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek had listed among other tachshitim, which are only asim drabbanan out of concern that she may remove it to show off to her friends. A woman may not go out with a ring that does not have a signet on it, which implies if it does have a signet, she would be chayv chatas mideraisa, because a ring that has a signet is not viewed as a tachshit, an ornament, but as a masli, a burden. This is actually clearly stated in the Mishnah later on Daf Samach Beis Amaral. However, the Gemara asks from a Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim, which lists the tabas bein sheyesh le'achaisim bein she'ena le'achaisim, both types of rings among tachshitin nashim, regarding being mekabel tumah, being susceptible to tumah, and presumably would also be considered a tachshit regarding Shabbos. The Gemara offers three answers to this question. The first of which was learned on the previous daf, that the two Mishnahs reflect differing opinions based on the machlokes between Reb Nechemiah, who holds the status of the ring is determined by the signet and not the ring, and the Chacham hold that a ring status is based on the ring and not the signet. Our shir began with the second answer. Rava Amar litzdadim ketani. Rava answers that when the Mishnah in Kalim stated the tabas bein sheyesh la'achaisim bein she'ena la'achaisim, both types of rings are considered a tachshit, it is referring to two separate cases. Yesh la'achaisim tachshit to ish. A signet ring is a tachshit of a man who often uses the signet for official business. Ena la'achaisim tachshit to isha. A non-signet ring is a tachshit of a woman, but a signet ring is indeed not a tachshit for a woman. The third teretz is Reb Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, Toma Shabbos Karamis. Reb Nachman by Yitzchak rejects the premise of the question, for the criteria for Toma are different than the criteria for Shabbos. Mishnah and Kalim agrees that only a non-signet ring is a tachshit for a woman, and that's the reason it's Mekabel Toma. A signet ring is Mekabel Toma for another reason. Kli Maisa Amrachmanam V'Klihu. It's a vessel that was made for use. As Rashi explains, when the Mishnah Kalim equated the two types of rings, it did not mean to say that they are both tachshitim. It meant to say that they are both Mekabel Toma, albeit for different reasons. However, regarding Shabbos, Mishum Masli Amrachmanam. The criteria for the Isra of carrying is whether the item is a burden. Therefore, Eina L'Chaisim Tachshit. If it has no signet, it's a tachshit. Yesh L'Chaisim Masli. If it has a signet, it's a burden. The final halacha in the Mishnah was v'loy b'machat she'ena nekuva. That midrabban, a woman may not walk outside with a needle that does not have an eye, implying that the needle has some use, for it had no practical use, it would be a masli, and she would be chayv to bring a carbon for carrying it. The Gemara explains, b'choil chulka b'sara b'shabes manichta kedeged patachta. On weekdays she would part her hair with it, and on Shabbos she would decorate her hat with it. The next Mishnah in the middle of Dav Samach lists items that are asur midrabbanan for a man to walk outside with on Shabbos. The first item on the list is lo yetzo ha'ish b'sandal ha'mesumah, a sandal with nails sticking out of it. The Gemara explains that this isra is based on an episode that occurred during the times of decrees against the Jews. There are three versions of the episode, but all of them end with a large gathering of Jews growing scared, panicking and trampling each other with their nail-filled sandals in their haste to escape. Sadly, v'hargu zeh zeh, yoyisim b'mashra hargu b'han oivim. They ended up killing more of each other than the enemy had killed. The Gemara explains that since this gathering occurred on Shabbos, the prohibition to wear these shoes was made only for Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is also a day of gathering when there is an Isra Malacha. The Gemara adds that even if you hold like Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, that Isurim Drabbanan are only applied in exactly the same cases as the basis for the Gzeira, you would still extend the Isra of these shoes to Yom Tov, since Yom Tov, v'Shabbos, ke'adodinenu. The rules of Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same, with the exception of Eichel Nefesh, food preparation, which may be done on Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos. The Gemara then makes several exceptions to the Isra of wearing the sandal ha'masumah. First, if the nails are only there l'noi, for decorative purposes, and not l'chazik, to strengthen the shoe, it is permissible. Second, tafrei mibifnim. If a shoe is sewn onto the inside of the sandal, it is mutter because b'sandal gozer b'rabbanan, b'minon loy gozer b'rabbanan. The decree was only made regarding a sandal, but this is now considered a shoe. Third, asa kemin kalbus. If he made the nails in a semicircular shape, it is permissible, since these are sufficiently different from the original type of sandal. Fourth, amr of sheshes, chifo kule b'mesmaris, kedei sheloite karka ochaltai mutter. If the entire sole was covered with nails, to protect the sole from rotting, it is permissible because it is sufficiently different from the sandals worn in the original story. Regarding the first exception of lanoi, that if the nails are there for decorative purposes and not lechazik, to strengthen the shoe, it is permissible, the Gemara has a lengthy discussion of various opinions as to the amount of nails allowed. The principle of them all is that a smaller amount of nails indicates that it's for decorative purposes, while a larger amount of nails is used to strengthen the upper part of the sole of the sandal. Reb Chiya later comments that if not for fear that he would be called Bavloi Shari Isure, a Babylonian who is overtly permissive, he would have allowed a sandal that has as many as 22 or 24 nails in it. The Gemara cites a Brice which records a machloikis whether these sandals may be used for other functions on Shabbos. The Tanakhama holds that you can move them like any kli shemalach d'leser to cover a utensil or support the legs of a bed. Reb Shimon holds that it is not permissible to move them because we are concerned that he will wear them. We paskin like the Tanakhama because Yachav Rab Malach Gram. We always paskin like the majority opinion.